KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, All-America defensive tackle Davion Nixon of Iowa announced his decision to declare for the NFL draft and forego his senior season. Nixon made the announcement on social media, and the athletic department confirmed his decision. Nixon was named a first-team Associated Press All-American and was the AP Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. He led the Big Ten in tackles for loss, tied for the conference lead in sacks, and had the most tackles by a Big Ten defensive lineman. Nixon and Iowa State's Breece Hall are both consensus first-team All-Americans as they were selected to the Football Writers Association of America All-America team. Nixon and Hall are joined on the first team by Iowa State defensive lineman Jaquan Bailey, while Iowa center Tyler Linderbaum was selected to the second team. Take a look at that first team All-America list from the Football Writers Association. Trevor Lawrence of Clemson is the quarterback on the first team. Joining Breece Hall in the backfield is Najee Harris of Alabama. Wide receivers Jalen Darden of North Texas and Devontae Smith of Alabama. The tight end Kyle Pitts of Florida. The offensive lineman Wyatt Davis of Ohio State. Liam Eichenberg of Notre Dame. Kenyon Green of Texas A&M and Alex Leatherwood of Alabama. While Alabama's Landon Dickerson is the center on the first team offense. First team defensive players include, of course, Nixon of Iowa, Bailey of Iowa State, along with Taron Jackson, a defensive lineman from Coastal Carolina. Rashad Weaver of Pitt is the other defensive lineman. The linebackers, Zaven Collins of Tulsa, Joseph Asai of Texas, and Jeremiah Owusu-Karamoa of Notre Dame. The defensive backs, Ahmad Gardner of Cincinnati, Kyle Hamilton of Notre Dame, Tywan Mullen of Indiana, and Patrick Surtain II of Alabama. Among the specialists on the first team include kicker Jose Borregales of Miami, punter Presley Harvin III of Georgia Tech, kick returner Avery Williams of Boise State, the punt returner Marcus Jones of Houston, and the all-purpose player Travis Etienne of Clemson. Well, Coastal Carolina's Jamie Chadwell is the Associated Press College Football Coach of the Year. The ninth-ranked Chanticleers went 11-1 this year, winning 11 straight before losing to Liberty in overtime at the Cure Bowl. Chadwell received 16 first-place votes and 88 points from the AP Top 25 panel. Indiana's Tom Allen finished second, and Cincinnati's Luke Fickle was third. Chadwell is the first Sun Belt Conference coach to win the AP award, which was established in 1988. In other college football news, Southern California safety Talanoa Hufanga is headed to the NFL after a standout junior season. Hufanga was a first-team AP All-American and the Pac-12's Defensive Player of the Year this season for the number 21 Trojans. He led USC with 62 tackles and 4 interceptions while adding 3 sacks, 5.5 tackles for loss, and a couple of forced fumbles. Clemson offensive coordinator Tony Elliott will be unavailable for the Sugar Bowl against Ohio State due to coronavirus issues. The school said Wednesday that Elliott won't travel with the team to New Orleans while he's in COVID-19 protocols. It did not say if he had tested positive. Elliott's offense led the Atlantic Coast Conference in scoring and passing yards this season. Oklahoma continues to have success on the Dallas Cowboys' home field. The eighth-ranked Sooners captured the Cotton Bowl with a convincing 55-20 pounding of Florida. Spencer Rattler threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another score 11 days after helping the Sooners win the Big 12 title in the same stadium. Oklahoma racked up 684 total yards with Ramondre Stevenson rushing for 186 yards in that game. Florida's first possession ended with Trey Norwood's 45-yard interception return for a touchdown, and that was the first of 3 picks thrown by Heisman Trophy finalist quarterback Kyle Trask in the first quarter after having only 5 all season. Meanwhile, Wisconsin won its bowl game. They rallied against Wake Forest. Graham Mertz accounted for 3 touchdowns, and the Badgers turned 4 second-half interceptions into 21 points to beat the Demon Deacons 42-28 in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Mertz threw for 130 yards and ran for 2 short touchdowns as Wisconsin finished the season on a high note. Wake Forest quarterback Sam Hartman was intercepted on 4 straight possessions, the first of which set up the go-ahead touchdown. 3 bowl games are on the slate for today. They're all day games. This morning at 11 o'clock Central Time, it's the Armed Forces Bowl as 6-2 Tulsa faces 3-7 Mississippi State. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, it's the Arizona Bowl as Ball State at 6-1 will take on a 7-0 San Jose State squad. And then later this afternoon at 3 o'clock, the Liberty Bowl has 5-4 West Virginia facing 9-2 Army in that contest. Well, for years, the offensive line had been the weakest position group at Iowa State, but now that unit is considered one of the best in the nation and has been a key part of the 10th-ranked Cyclones' run to the Fiesta Bowl. ISU coach Matt Campbell has seen the transformation since he took the job prior to the 2016 season.
The level of, just where we were in terms of that offensive line room, it was down, you know, in terms of scholarship numbers, almost to the bare bones. The ability to have to really rebuild that from the ground up was probably, you know, more there than anywhere in our football program.
Campbell says rebuilding an offensive line takes time, and they've tried to build quality and depth.
You know, I think it's a group that still isn't a finished product, still has ability to continue to grow, and that part's really exciting, but I think has made big steps from where it was obviously 4 years ago and really where it was even a year ago.
Junior center Colin Newell says the progress will continue and says several talented young players are waiting for their chance to get on the field.
They just continue every single day to get better, and it's been really, really fun to watch them continue to develop and be a large part of the success of our defense as well, because every day they're the ones giving them the looks and everything, and it can get tough and kind of long season being that position, but they've done a really, really good job of it from what I've seen.
Now, Iowa State's defense is focused on Oregon's ground game heading into Saturday's Fiesta Bowl. The Ducks averaged nearly 5 yards a carry as they posted a 4-2 record this season.
Yeah, they got a lot of speed. Their running back, 26, I know he's a speedster for sure. But, you know, the biggest thing to stop that is just, you know, be assignment sound, you know, be in your gaps and prevent those, you know, those big plays from happening where they can use their speed, get on the edge.
That's Iowa State junior linebacker Mike Rose, who says the running game sets the table for the Ducks.
You can see in their wins this year that when they do run the ball well, you know, they win games. So that's obviously going to be a big factor for us, you know, stop the run, which is always a big thing. You want to make a team one-dimensional in any way you can. They run the ball really well, and we just got to stop the run.
Cyclone defensive coordinator John Haycock says the Oregon ground game can attack in a variety of ways, and he considers the Ducks a triple option team.
You know, as a defense, you've got to take care of the dive and the quarterback and the pitch phase of it. That forces you to be very disciplined and gap sound and all of those things. I think that's first and foremost schematically. I think their skill level at the wide out, at tailback, the quarterback position, tight ends, those guys create the other matchup issues that you have to battle.
Oregon offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead calls Iowa State's 3-3-5 defense unique and says the key to it is to identify your block at the snap.
The challenge is the location of the linebackers and the safeties. So they do play with a three safety look, and really the I said the identification of who's who and who's where, and you know, where you're zoning to or who the point is in protection and things like that. That's what presents the most unique challenge.
Again, that game between the Cyclones and the Ducks kicks off just a couple of days on Saturday at 3 in the afternoon. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs plan to rest the majority of their starters against the L.A. Chargers on Sunday, choosing to risk a bit of rust over the danger of injury with the number one seed and first-round playoff bye already secured. Chiefs coach Andy Reid declined to say which starters would sit, though he did indicate veteran Chad Henne will start at quarterback and Matt Moore will likely be promoted from the practice squad. That means it's nearly certain Patrick Mahomes, who needs just 260 yards passing to reach 5,000 for the season, won't set foot on the field this week. The Cleveland Browns' number of COVID-19 cases continues to grow as they prepare for a huge game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns have added a player and an assistant coach to the COVID-19 list, though the team declined to identify them. The team closed its facility for a few hours on Wednesday after being informed of the test results and held virtual meetings. The Browns already had 9 players on the list, including their top 4 wide receivers. Those players and some others are eligible to return Thursday as long as they test negative. Cleveland will make the playoffs for the first time since 2002 if they beat the Steelers, who will rest starting quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. The NFL is monitoring the Browns' situation to determine whether the game needs to be moved, and the NFL's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, said the league is investigating the rise in cases within the Browns. The 49ers have signed Robbie Gould to a renegotiated contract that keeps him on the team through 2022. Gould was also placed on the COVID-19 list Wednesday and will miss the season finale against Seattle. In basketball, Baylor won its final tune-up before resuming its Big 12 men's basketball schedule. The second-ranked Bears used a balanced attack to hammer Alcorn State 105-76. Seventh-ranked Tennessee clobbered number 12 Missouri 73-53 in the Southeastern Conference opener for those teams. Number 23 Virginia earned a 66-57 win against Notre Dame. And also number 25 Ohio State pounded Nebraska 90-54. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.